Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday evening. Could be a little bit sloppy out there for high school football 0 week. 2019, it's time for our Pick'em segment. Once again, we've got former Dewey Athletic Director Chris Rivard, former Bartlesville Athletic Director, Bruin Boys Basketball Coach Tim Bart with us. Coach Bart is actually joining us on the line from Burlington, his new home. Coach Bart, welcome in. How's my old home of Northwest Oklahoma treating you?
Oh, it's wonderful out here. We had a little thunderstorm coming rolling in. The weather's perfect, and it's a great day out here in Burlington, Oklahoma.
The Burlington Elks, he was telling us a little bit earlier, Coach Rivard, how long before Tim Bart's the head coach of the Burlington boys basketball
team? Oh, it's within a month. Guaranteed, within a month. Whenever he walks in the gym and see the kids aren't doing the drills properly or something, starts telling the poor coach what to do, he'll be coaching.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
That is not going to happen.
Is to not tell him that you were a former basketball coach. Don't tell him that you are a living legend.
Yeah, he's
Washington
a Hall of
County.
Famer. They already know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
you
so
are.
They already know about it.
I hope our listeners know that. We do have a Hall of Famer on the line with us today. Was inducted in July. Congratulations, Bart.
We actually have there's another Hall of Famer here also as our athletic director that won over 800 games. So he goes first.
Oh.
I'm the second. So, I'm runner-up.
So they've got two. That basketball coach just got two guys breathing down his neck.
Wow.
Is that accurate?
Mm.
You think he's
Burlington,
nervous?
Burlington, the home of Hall of Famers.
Tell you what. Okay, let's go ahead.
I told him, rest assured, you're fine. Do not worry. You're okay.
Let's go ahead and hop to it now. Pick'em segment with Chris Rivard and Tim Bart here on the Green Country Kickoff Show. We've got 9 area games that we're really going to be watching this evening. Bartlesville High is off. Let's go ahead and let's start with Wesley and Christian. Interesting dynamic there. Mustangs no longer in a co-op, with Copan. They're going it alone in the OSSAA for the first time in 6 or 7 years. Wesley and Christian, they've got 7 seniors in that team, led by a fantastic quarterback in Austin Cobb. Let's have Coach Rivard go first. Wesley and Christian tonight, they're opening up their season at home against Wellston.
Yeah, 7 seniors. That's pretty impressive for them, and I know that Cobb kid can play. His daddy could play. I haven't got to see him play. I really want to. But I know the kid's got to run if he's anything like his daddy. So I'm definitely going with Westland Christian tonight to open the season on 0 week.
Tim Bart, Wellston, Wesley, and Christian.
Well, obviously, Coach Rivard hasn't learned his lesson last year. He's always trying to be politically correct and get more loans at Arvest. But as the defending champion, I'm going with Wellston. Wellston all the way.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding me.
Bartlesville? Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
well,
not this week.
Jimmy.
There's that.
I'm a winner. I'm trying to win.
I know, but you don't have the inside information that I have now that you're way out in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach
that's
Bart.
True.
You're right. You've kind of lost the people here in Washington County.
All right.
Okay, let's move to the next one, and we'll stay local as we'll get a Washington County, kind of Osage County rivalry. I called this one in the sports this morning the County Road 2300 rivalry. This is in Barnsdall and Caney Valley, going to open up the years against one another. This time, Barnsdall travels to Ramona. Caney Valley, a couple years removed from a playoff appearance, which was their first one in quite a while. Barnsdall missed out on the playoffs the first time in a couple of seasons last year, but they've still got a big senior class led by Heath Moles, Michael Marin, Joe Cole, and a talented group of skill guys, even though numbers are down a bit for Barnsdall. So, Coach Rivard, we'll start with you. Barnsdall at Caney Valley.
Yeah, Caney Valley, I think they're going to continue to get better the next several years. They've got a young group that's pretty good. They got a junior high group for sure that's pretty good, but I think they're still a year or two away from beating Barnsdall. So I know Coach Swinney over there does an unbelievable job and got those kids going. So missed out on the playoffs last year, the last week. So I think that kind of motivated him and the kids to get back in. So I'm going to go with Barnsdall.
Tim Bart, Barnsdall, Caney Valley.
I agree. When I was talking to Coach Swinney this morning, we were talking about his team, and he likes his group. He thinks they're going to be pretty good. So I'm going with Barnsdall.
Barnsdall. A couple of picks for the Barnsdall Panthers tonight. Once again, that ball game in Ramona. Let's go to the new co-op. A couple area teams again co-oping. This time it is Copan matching up with South Coffeyville. Hornets have a new head coach this year. Dalton Loader had to step in just a matter of weeks ago after the former Copan head coach Shane Page resigned to take another job. They've got a new co-op. Pretty strong numbers, though. Numbers in the low 20s. About 13 of those guys come from Copan. They'll open up their year in South Coffeyville tonight against Weber Falls. Chris Revard, Copan, South Coffeyville, Weber Falls.
Well, I'll start off by saying I'm just happy those kids get a play. Mm-hmm. Co-oping, you know, whether you like it or don't like it, the reality of it is kids are getting to play football, and that's good for them. I don't know anything about any team. I know that it's going to be tough to co-op and those kids mesh until about week five or six and really start playing together. So I'm going to go with Weber Falls.
Tim Bart, Weber Falls, Copan, South Coffeyville.
I'm going with South Coffeyville. I mean, the only thing that I know about Weber Falls was that two barges hit the dam. So, I mean, I don't know anything about Weber Falls. So I'm going with South Coffeyville.
I think that's a decent observation there. Okay, we'll stick in Osage County in a ball game we're going to have tonight. Coach Revard told me he's actually planning on going to this one this evening. Kellyville is going to be on the road at Pawhuska. Of course, we all kind of know about Pawhuska, 6-5 a year ago after they had gone 0-10 the year prior to that. They're led by Matt Hennessy, who's in his second season with the Huskies, virtually have everyone back, including their stellar quarterback, Bryce Drummond. So Pawhuska hosting Kellyville tonight right here on KPGM. Coach Revard?
Yeah, Pawhuska is good. There's no doubt about it. They've got, of course, Bryce, he's gotten a lot better over the summer. I saw him at their team camp, looked really good. He's got several weapons at receiver that he can throw the ball to, some kids who can run and go up and get the football. They're going to be good. Kellyville, on the other hand, they lost their head coach. They lost their offensive coordinator. They both went to Okmulgee. And Kellyville was pretty good last year. They did lose a bunch of seniors. So there's no doubt about it. Puska's good. I'm going with the Huskies. I'm going to go over and watch them. So if we need a report later on, I can give you a report.
Coach Bart, Kellyville at Pawhuska tonight.
Oh, I'm taking Pawhuska. I think they're going to be really good. And I'm holding out for a free meal at the Merck if I keep picking them. So
yeah, there you go.
I think they're going to be pretty good.
Okay, couple other local games here. We'll get to Nowata, Oklahoma Union last. So that one is coming up as we've got Chris Revard and Tim Bart with us doing our high school and college football picks during a Green Country kickoff here. Let's go ahead and talk about Dewey versus Adair. Bulldoggers up against it again. Saw that they play three of the four 2A state semifinalists this year. So not only is their schedule tough this year, but that means it was tough last year as well. New head coach for Dewey, Trent Turner, going to be with the Bulldoggers. They've got some more guys out for the club that had played, you know, basketball in years past and not football. So he's coaxed a few of the big-time athletes in Dewey to come out. We'll start with a team close to his heart there, Chris Revard, Dewey against Adair.
That's right. Coach Turner's doing all the right things. He got some kids out that haven't played before, and some of those kids are athletes. The Henley kid, he got several others that can play. The Colton Thornton kid, mm-hmm. You know, those kids are good athletes, and it might take them a week or two to get back in the flow of football, and especially the game. It's hard to practice that, and I know a lot of those kids were kind of bummed up last week. Coach Turner kept them out of the scrimmage, so. This will really be their first live action, and it's going to be tough going up against Adair. Adair's got a lot of kids back. The Bradbury kid at receiver is a stud. He can run, and so they got some kids back there who can definitely hurt them. Also, another thing that kind of going to be tough for the Bulldoggers is Coach Lippy, who's their superintendent, has taken back over as the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be calling plays, and he's a great friend of mine, and he's an unbelievable offensive-minded coach. So it's going to be tough for the Bulldoggers tonight. I think that they just need to go compete and see what happens. And if they can do that and maybe get some turnovers and just be in the game late, then they got an opportunity. But if they can't do that, then they're going to be in trouble early. So this is a tough one. Wish the Bulldogs well here. I hope they win. And I can't pick against them. I'm sorry. I can't. I tried.
There we go. And I thought we were winding up to it, but he didn't get it done.
I can't do it. Maybe we'll pull one out tonight, you know? I just believe Coach Turner, what he's doing.
I thought Chase graduated.
I know it, but I just can't. This is a tough one.
Jiminy Christmas. You're like a politician. You're running for mayor like your dad did. You want to be the mayor, do you? Jeez. Ader in a landslide.
Okay.
In a landslide. Come on, Coach. Jeez. Make it competitive.
Jiminy Christmas. You're like Lee Corso. You just kept talking forever. My God. Put the helmet on. Put the bulldogger on.
Last question, the kind of game of the week this week. Nowata County rivalry, 169 rivalry, whatever. It's Nowata, Oklahoma Union. A couple teams that I think might be a little bit more evenly matched than you might think. Cougars have their quarterback returning from a team that made the playoffs for the first time in 12 years a season ago, and Mason Siegel. Thought Stephen Trammell, who's now in his second year with Oklahoma Union, did a great job turning that thing around. And then Nowata's got a new head coach as well. Chris Messner is out for the Ironmen. They've got improved numbers and a pretty much entirely new staff from, of course, a program that has got a proud history but has only won a single game in the last 2 years. Nowata at Oklahoma Union, Coach Rebart.
This is an interesting matchup. If you remember right, last year I kept telling you that Oklahoma Union was young, and I kept believing them, and I'll be darned, what, they win their last four or five games to get in the playoffs? And that was going – I think they started off 0-5, and then they come back and won their last five. So it was something like that. But anyways, they had a young group that was pretty good. And I think that young group is back. One of the kids is actually my neighbor's good-looking offensive lineman, and he was telling me about their football team the other night, and I think they're going to be pretty good again. But, you know, there's Nowata. Who knows? You never know when a new coach comes in and what's going to happen. But regardless, I think Oklahoma Union's probably going to be the better team tonight. And give Nowata a couple weeks, and they can play with them, but not tonight.
Cougars and the Ironmen, Coach Barnes.
Well, first of all, how is he your neighbor and he's playing at Oklahoma Union?
You know what? That's a great question. I live in Dewey, and he is my neighbor. Yeah.
Yeah, we got an investigation going on here outside the line.
I know it.
Yeah.
The problem with Nowata is they've had like five coaches in 6 years. I mean, they got to get some stability over there.
That's true.
And they are young, and this is probably the worst. I mean, traditionally, they're good. And this may be the worst probably cycle that Nowata has been through in a long time. But as Coach said, I'm going to pick Oklahoma Union because I think they've got a good nucleus back from last year. They were a playoff team, and I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Okay, let's do the college games. Once we get into Big 12 action, we will go ahead and just pick them straight up. But for the time being, let's go ahead and for the non-conference, we're going to pick against the line for both the college games. And we'll start first. Oklahoma State is a 15-point favorite tonight at Oregon State. The two orange and black OSUs, OK State minus 15 at Oregon State. Coach Rebar.
I'm excited.
I'm taking OSU.
You're taking OSU?
OSU, baby.
I'm excited just to see who's going to play quarterback or how they're going to do that little deal. Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to play rock, paper, scissors on the sideline to see who gets to go out and play? That's going to be interesting. But
it is going to be interesting because you got a transfer that's pretty good. You signed probably your best four-star player at quarterback or freshman. So, I mean, what do you do? And Coach Gundy keeps saying in all the media that he's going to alternate them until he figures it out. And I don't know if that's always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I still think Oregon State is not the caliber that Oklahoma State, and I think Oklahoma State can win this by 3 touchdowns.
Well, I know Oklahoma State, they Gundy's got it on the line this year. You know, last year he admitted he didn't coach very hard. And so he's laying it all out there, and he's a great coach, so there's no doubt about it. OSU.
Okay, both of you going with the Pokes minus 15. And then on Sunday night, it is OU and Houston. The Sooners are now 24-point favorites against a Houston club that's certainly a decided underdog. However, they do have a very good quarterback. Derek King is certainly a heck of a quarterback. He's one of the better returning quarterbacks from all of the entire country last year. So OU minus 24 at home against Houston.
I'm taking the Sooners. Now, the most interesting thing for me, like all Sooner fans, is let's see how the defense reacts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been much written about, we got a new defensive coordinator who's coming from Ohio State. We're going to be faster, run to the ball. So I think that's going to be interesting. But I still like, I think offensively, I think they're really good. I know some publications have picked them to make it to the national championship game, which would be interesting. But I think the Sooners, there's a lot of excitement, and I think the Sooners win this game, and I'll give the points.
And, you know, Houston does have a good quarterback, good offense. They got Dana, all that good stuff like that. But it doesn't matter because their defense is horrendous. Mm-hmm. Their defense was worse than OU's last year. They were so bad. And I hate to tell you, but we got this new guy. I don't know if you guys heard of him. He's a Hurts guy, transferred. I think he's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. They are going to be really, really, really good. If defense is definitely going to be better. Heck, you can't get any worse. So, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The Sooners, I'm going to say the Sooners by 43.
43, goodness gracious. I'll denote that on the
sheet. Yeah, put that on. Do I get an extra point right there?
If they win by exactly 43, I suppose maybe you could get an extra point.
All right.
There you go. Coach Bart, we appreciate you phoning in from Burlington.
Thank you. Good talking to you guys.
Thanks,
you
Coach.
You too, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tim Bart, Chris Revar, Green Country kickoff pick 'em segment. We'll come back with the full schedule after this on KPGM.